Jill, we're at a very special event in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where we're going to have a rodeo, but we're going to have a ceremony that involves the Army that I think is... And I've got this strange country music star that's bothering us here, but we're gonna make do with even with him. And so, Jill, tell me, first of all, a little bit about yourself so we get to know who you are and what you do for the Army.
I'm a rabbit.
So bad. I am a colonel in the Army. Right now my position is the director of the protocol for the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Peter Pace, which, quite frankly, I think I have the best job in the Pentagon. He is a remarkable man to work for. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Okay, well, we're here at this rodeo. Tell me what we're going to see and really kind of the main purpose or reason for you being here.
Here's what I've been asked, and I feel so honored to be able to give the oath of enlistment to these young men and women who are going to serve our country. These young men and women have actually stepped up, have volunteered to serve in what we would call selfless service, and they've made a commitment to a call to duty that just really makes me very proud of them. So it's very exciting for me to be able to do this with them.
So tell me a little bit about them, and what kind of age group are we talking here, and or what experience have they had, if any, yet with what they're getting into with the military?
I'm pretty sure they haven't had any experience yet. These are rising seniors that will graduate and go off this summer to their basic training. So they don't have much of anything unless they've had some family members who have been able to talk them through some of the things they're going to experience.
So tell me about the oath. I'm not real familiar with that, and I am looking forward to seeing that ceremony myself. But what is involved in that, and what is your role there?
Well, what they're actually committing to is that they're saying that they're going to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. They're going to support the president and the officers appointed over them, and to their best of their ability, and that's what that oath is all about. We take this oath very seriously, and it is an incredible commitment, and there's a lot of pride in doing this.
Well, from here then, what would be their next step?
Well, once they graduate, all of them will leave this summer to go to their basic training. Most of them will go to Fort Jackson, South Carolina, where they will go through 9 weeks of fun. Turn them into actually what that actually does is turn them into remarkable leaders. And whether they stay in for 3 years for their first enlistment or 20 years, again, they've stepped up to serve and support this nation.
So they will be after that point, kind of, that's when it'll be either they'll have some input, I guess, into, you know, what kind of position they want or type of work or service they would do within the Army.
Right, exactly. They'll all have their dream sheets on and skills and what they want to do matched with the needs of the Army. They then go off to AIT, which is their Advanced Individual Training, and then from there they go to their specific bases.
Well, anything else that you would like people to know about not only what's going on here tonight, but you know, what it means probably to these young men and women, and sort of the feeling that they probably have at this point?
Well, I suspect, since these they all had the opportunity to make a choice. And so to be able to look at these young kids and the choice of serving their country and investing back into what we call a legacy of leadership, they're stepping into following whether it's their forefathers or friends or whatever. But there's a lot of pride in that. And a family that's right here, some of these folks will see themselves, they'll see each other again 20 years from now and say, remember the day we were at that rodeo in Green Bay? And it does happen time and time again.
Well, I know they're going to hear from Michael Peterson, who was bothering us at the beginning of this interview. But as I think he said, it was to give us a taste of what he's going to talk about tonight. And that's, well, how do you handle pressure and the things that happen in life?
Right. Well, he is a remarkable speaker and artist, and he's going to come here and make some more noises. But he has an incredible way of motivating any age group. But what he's going to talk with these young men and women about tonight will give them just something to hold on to when they remember taking this oath and moving forward in their career in the military.
So I know that you've had involvement with Michael and work with him on projects, this being one of those type of projects.
Right. Well, this the project that I actually had an opportunity to start with him with is this Answer the Call tour that will start in January of 2008, where he's going out into communities to try and build bridges between the community and the Army, to say it's not just about jumping into this uniform to serve. There are plenty of other ways to do that. And he has a great message and a great way to build those bridges.
Well, it sure seems like we need that kind of effort to out in our culture today.
Well, absolutely. And the Army has actually come on board now to be his presenting sponsor to do that. So they have seen the tremendous talent that he can offer.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Colonel Jill Chambers. We're looking forward to the presentation here tonight.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.